Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 9 of The Flash, The Man in the Yellow Suit, written by Todd Hilbing and Aaron Hilbing, and directed by Ralph Hemeker. I'm of two minds about The Man in the Yellow Suit, or as I'll call it from now on, A Very Flash Christmas. On the one hand, everything with the Reverse Flash, who has only made brief appearances up to this point, is great. The chase scene between the two Flashes running through the streets of Central City and ending on a football field might be the best scene of the series. And it's clear that Reverse Flash is going to play a big role in the series going further, as he's the one Barry saw when his mother was murdered. All of the overall story arc elements of the episode tend to work. It's just that the rest of the episode is dependent on two plots that haven't really worked in the past, and don't work all that well here, though they do get developed in some big ways. The first is Barry and Iris, which I've never been a fan of. Iris is still the show's most boring character, and though Candace Patton is likable in the role, there's nothing Iris is doing that is more interesting than something the Flash is doing. However, we finally see some movement on this front. Barry tells Iris his feelings for her. Unfortunately, this is after she's already decided to move in with Eddie, so Barry doesn't have the greatest timing. It's not revealing his secret identity, but it's a start. The other plot of the episode involves Caitlin Snow and her quote-unquote dead fiancé, Ronnie. Surprise, surprise, Ronnie is alive and he's a metahuman. In this case, the DC villain Firestorm with the ability to control fire. Here's the thing. Caitlin is great, and I'm not against Ronnie being alive, but it's treated like a big reveal, even though it's something that could have been seen from miles away. There's no sense of surprise to this story, which is what it seemed like the show was going for. But like I said, the Reverse Flash stuff is what you really came here for, and it's great. And if the episode's tag is any indication, here's a shocker. Harrison Wells is involved with his appearance. The Flash has proven itself adept at throwing itself in the comic book craziness, and I can't wait to see how the show follows this up. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to The Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, speedsters.